This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay, well, if it is a pension plan where you don't contribute, of course you're allowed. Like, it's one of the benefits of your job to give you a pension plan. If you will have to contribute and that contribution is voluntary, then there may be a question here. Where are they investing this money? They're investing this money in haram investments, and you're contributing voluntarily. The question may arise here. So we said that when it comes to retirement plans, you know, and that is AMJA, when it comes to retirement plans, you will have to ask if there is a benefit in participating in your own company's retirement plan. Keep in mind that IRAs are not necessarily limited to your company's plans. You could have your own IRA, and the tax benefits, you'll get the tax benefits also in having your own portfolio. But the one thing that you would miss out on if you have your own plan is the company's matching, is the matching by the company. And if that is the case, and if your company is matching, whether it is 1-to-1 or like 2-to-1, whatever it is that the company is matching, then we said that if we say this is haram, because they will take this money and invest it in mutual funds. Mutual funds are not necessarily the halal mutual funds, which whatever mutual funds the company participates in, then here's what we would advise. Because like if we say it is haram, then we will be basically losing trillions of dollars. If you say this haram all over the world, then Muslims will opt out all over the world. Muslims will be usually losing billions of dollars, if not trillions of dollars over time. So if your company is matching, if there is a benefit, over having your own portfolio, which is your own retirement plan, making your own retirement plan, if going through your company has other benefits, then you go ahead. And if you are able to convince your company, and many people did this, particularly when a large number of Muslims work in one company, and they are able to convince their companies to add some of the Sharia compliant Islamic funds, the more Sharia compliant Islamic funds, there's nothing that is going to be 100% good. We have to live in the reality that we live in. Nothing is 100% good, but Sharia compliant Islamic mutual funds, and I don't want to advertise for them here, but just go ahead and like type Sharia compliant mutual funds, Islamic mutual funds, or Islamic mutual funds, and you know a couple of names would come up. And if you're able, and they have been doing pretty well, so if you're able to convince your company to include them among the mutual funds that your company participates in for the interest of the Muslim workers, that would be great. If not, then you have the ability to basically make your own portfolio, then make your own portfolio of halal companies. If you have to select some mutual funds, then select the best mutual funds that you can select. Now, which mutual funds are best? The ones that participate the least in, you know, haram products, such as the financial sector, such as gambling and sort of haram entertainment industry, such as the, liquor industry, the tobacco industry, pork industry, all of these things. So the mutual funds that participate the least, which ones are those? And, you know, honestly speaking, the financial sector and the bonds and so on and so forth would make the mutual funds that are more secure, the low risk ones, the low risk and low profit, would make them less desirable for us Muslims. Or, you know, the higher the risk, the halal are the mutual funds, because the ones that invest in the technology sector, heavily invest in the technology sector are halaler than the ones that heavily invest in the financial sector.